Music.
Bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Strange Music Podcast, and this here is Pilgrimage to the Rhyme Mecca. My name is Jeff Nelson. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. Today we have none other than the general himself, Mr. Aaron Yates, and you might know him as Tech Nine. And we will be talking about a lot, but mostly the show coming up August 24th at KC Crossroads in Kansas City. Make sure you go to strangevip.com right now, get your tickets and your VIP experience packages. This show will be featuring some of Strange Music's finest. Along with Tech Nine, we have Chris Calico, Stevie Stone, and Cess Crew. After returning from the longest and most grueling tour in hip-hop history, this will be a proper homecoming show that Tech Nine and Strange Music deserves. And once again, that is strangevip.com. Make sure you go there right now. But without further ado, I know we are pressed for time here, but we have Tech Nine. Tech, how are you doing today?
Aaron Yahtzee in the house. Aaron Yahtzee.
Okay. It's good to have you on the show, Aaron Yahtzee. And seeing as you're very busy, I'm just going to hop right into this. I mean, I want to see, does this show coming up, does it feel like a proper homecoming show for you, being that you were on the road for more than 3 months?
It's going to be crazy for Aaron Yahtzee on the 24th. It's going to be hot. It's going to be outside. We're going to blow the roof off, even though the roof is already off. So we're going to blow it. We're gonna blow the clouds away. You know what I'm saying? Sun's gonna fall and it's gonna burn and we're gonna love it.
All right. The show is gonna open up a portal to the heavens. Is basically
totally.
We're gonna
pilgrimage to the Rhyme Mecca. You know, and the journey is it's a vertical journey. You know, it's like going up. So we're gonna go up and we're gonna go up and we're gonna blow the fucking place up. Art. And I've seen the place, and the place is so wonderful, I say. It's so wonderful. I went and I say, it's a pizza parlor. And I went to the pizza parlor and I say, whoa, there's 5,000 people or more. And I'm like, oh, we're going to kill it. Please don't make it rain. Please, people all over the world, come to this show. It's going to be beautiful. Get to hotel at the Hotel Phillips where we shot. Leave me alone on the top of the building. You know what I'm saying? You can get it at the Marriott right across the street. It's right in the area. If you come from Denver, if you come from Salt Lake City, if you come from Canada, if you don't come from Canada, I don't know, because I'm coming to Canada in September, but you might want to see, you know, Aaron Yahtzee do his thing on the 24th KC style. You know what I'm saying? If you want to come from wherever you want to come from. You want to come from Africa to come to this show. You got to come to this show. You spend a weekend with KC and Aaron Yahtzee, and it'd be wonderful. It'd be, you know, Snoop Lion. It'll be Snoop Lion.
Yeah, I think Snoop's actually performed at this place.
Yeah, I think so, man.
To get this part out of the way, you were talking about walking into the pizza parlor. Like, what are you trying to eat when you go back there? Because they got a lot of stuff. They got the Philly cheesesteaks, pizza, all sorts of stuff.
Pizza. I went during the night. I smelled pizza. I didn't know they had Philly cheesesteak. I didn't look at the menu. You know what I'm saying? I just walked through and it smelled good. I'm like, damn, pizza to the right of me, liquor to the right of me. Then I go to the front of me and I go out the door and I say, whoa, and it's liquor to the left of me, liquor to the right of me, a big stage in front of me, all grass everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, it's going to be a beautiful show. You know what I'm saying? Because the Midland holds 3,400 or something like that, and we packed it out. So we're going to have to do something else for this one. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be humongoloid, you know, for Aaron Yahtzee that day.
So you're talking about doing something else. What kind of preparations or what are you going to try and put into this show to make it different from what you just did, a hostile takeover?
I can't tell what I'm going to put in the show. I can't tell you everything. I just know it's going to be different. I just know it's going to be wonderful. It's a Kansas City show. So why wouldn't I do stuff from Kansas City? Why wouldn't I put Mitch Bain on it? Why wouldn't I put... I can't tell you what I'm going to put. You know, I don't want to give it away. But it will be great. It will be beautiful once you hear what they do. Because really, in actuality, I know kind of what I'm going to do, but I haven't done it yet. But I have ideas. And the idea is going to be massive. It's going to be humongoloid for Aaron Yahtzee.
All right. So, so basically, I mean, if I went to the Midland, I'm going to go to this show because you're going to offer something totally fresh, basically.
Yes. I'm going to have naked bitches on the stage. You never know with a song like Areola what you will see from day to day. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You never know. I've seen many things on the Hostile Takeover tour on Areola. You know, so you never know what you're going to see. You never know what you're going to see. You're going to come see the show, and you're going to say, what the fuck? Who does that on stage? It's like, Tech Gallien, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, well, I don't know what the fuck he did, but it was wonderful, and I had a good time. I drank a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And the kids that can't drink, you don't have to drink to have a good time at a Tech Gallien show because everybody loves each other, and everybody just goes at the same pace, and the pace is fast, like anybody, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be beautiful, man. It's going to be different, you know what I'm saying? And people just want to come see a clusterfuck do his thing. And I'm anxious to see what he's going to do, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like not me when I get up there. It's another me, and it's like, whoa, I like this me. This me is crazy, you know what I'm saying? Maybe this me is crazy, too. I don't really know, but I love it, and I think Grindr is going to be a good place for me to just let loose, you know what I mean? Just let loose, and you never know, man. I might take off my clothes and throw them, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, sometimes I throw my shoes. Sometimes I throw my clothes, you know what I'm saying? I never throw my drawers, though. You know, I got to keep my drawers on, you know what I'm saying? I don't want indecent exposure. That like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're trying to stay out of jail, you know what I'm saying, and do our thing, because I can't do anything in jail, you know what I'm saying? I can't do shows in Canada and Europe and in Kansas City on the 24th, Grinders, and Crossroads, you know what I'm saying? I got to stay out of jail and give my people what they want. Got to give the people, blah, 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 blah. Give the people what they want. That's what they do. That's what we do. We do all the time. We just did it, and we're going to keep on doing it. And when we do it this time, it's going to be like, I'm going to bring people out on stage. I'm like, you remember I did a song with this guy? There's no way he's on stage with Tech Nine right now. You know, it's going to be beautiful.
Last time we talked, you said you were talking about maybe dusting off some of the old classics, like maybe Mitchell Bade, Planet Rock 2K.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because that those are definitely very, very Kansas City.
I might even throw some Let's Get Fucked Up in there, man. You know what I'm saying? I might throw It's Alive in there. You never know, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's Kansas City, so I have to cater to Kansas City, man. You know, I have to really bring it, you know, because Kansas City is a show-me state, bro. You know what I mean? You got to get out there and you got to really show them that this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because there's people that still haven't seen Tech N9ne, like, I don't fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, that ain't my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? But when you come see that cup of tea, you be like, damn, that's a cup of KC tea right there. And they, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? There's no one like us. No one compares for real. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, thank God that it's us. Thank God that it's us that God chose and said, you're going to be a genius. You're going to be a cluster of, because God ain't going to say the other word, I don't think, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just, you're going to be a gangster, you know what I'm saying? You're going to call everybody a technician. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. And it's beautiful, man, you know what I'm saying? It's, when I get to watch it, because when I'm doing it, I'm nervous. I'm like, oh, please say the words right, you know what I'm saying? Please say the words, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like, ooh, no, you know what I'm saying? It's so intricate, you know what I mean? But to see it afterwards, like, I love for people to record it and put it up because I get to see it. I'm like, whoa. I remember one day I saw me going backwards on stage a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? There was a song called There Goes All I Got You, you know what I'm saying? And I said, off the top, man, I went backwards and I looked like a robot. I'm like, whoa, that's dope. But I never can, like, recreate it. Only the music can make me do it. So you never know what the music's going to make me do on the 24th at the Crossroads show, man. You know, music might make me, you know, I don't know, man. It might make me, yeah.
Levitate. Could happen. Now, let me, That for the people, for the fans that are driving in, because we're getting people that are talking about, they're driving in from Washington, like all the way up, you know, in the Northwest, all the way down to Florida, actually. What do you say to those fans that are traveling that distance to come see you? Tech, we seem to have maybe lost Tech 9, or Tech, is your phone on mute? Hello. We're going to find out if the technical difficulties are within Tech 9's cell phone or right here. Let's get to Jordan from Utah. Jordan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so we're working here. So you've just listened to Tech 9. What do you think about what he's saying so far?
Well, I'm stoked. I'm trying to figure out how to get some money to get out to Kansas for that show, but I'm just curious the next time he's going to come around to Salt Lake. I want to see him again.
That's a good question. Did you get to see him last time that he came out there?
I did. The hostile takeover. It's sick.
Okay, good, man. We'll try to get back to you as soon as we get Tech on the line. I think he got so excited that he might have exploded. I don't know what's going on, really. but he's definitely on one right now. Jordan, hang on the line, man. We'll get back to you, okay?
That sounds good, man.
All right. Give us all here 2 seconds here. We're going to hopefully wait for Tech 9 to call back in. Do not know. Oh, there he is. Mr. Yates.
Yeah. Why you hang up on me, man?
I would never do.
Man, I'm just
what happened,
you know,
dude?
I'm just trying to talk. You know, I'm laying in my bed, nigga. I ain't got on no clothes, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got some drawers and some socks, but you know what I'm saying? I'm cold, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to you, and I could be sleeping. I could be fucking somebody, nigga, and you going to hang up on me?
I'm sorry, Tech.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's my fault. I appreciate you having the forgiveness and patience to call back despite me hanging up on you.
I mean, man, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the show, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's a big show, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like in 23 days, ain't it?
yeah. No, it's coming up. And I was just asking you, like, you know, we got reports of people coming in from all the way from Washington, all the way from down to Florida, coming to Kansas City to see this show. What do you have to say to those fans?
I say get on, like, the websites right now or internet right now and start looking for hotel space downtown Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said Hotel Phillips. I don't know if it's going to be a convention that week or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But you might want to call Hotel Phillips downtown Kansas City because that's the place, you know, it looked like it might be haunted. So it's wonderful. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, damn, man, this looks like some Clue shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like we shot that video. Leave me alone. We shot Prozac video in there, that one where he was dead in the bed and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm shaking. I'm like, wake up, let's go, you know. And, you know, we do a lot of business up in there. You know what I'm saying? The staff is really nice. They know us. That's why I say Hotel Phillips because it's right there by Power and Light. You know what I'm saying? If you stand there, you can go party. And you probably walk down to Crossroads. You know what I'm saying? It's not far. It's like 6 blocks or something, you never know, you know what I'm saying, when it's just going to be beautiful, man. You can catch a cab to Grinders, you know what I'm saying, from that hotel, and the Marriott is right there, you know what I'm saying, if you're bowling, you can stay at the Marriott, but I think the Hotel Phillips might be a little bit cheaper, and it's right there in the middle of everything, you know what I'm sizzling, and that's what I would do, I'd be getting on the phone, and I'd be saying, okay, how am I going to get here, you know what I'm saying, am I going to drive? Am I going to fly? Is it worth flying? Hell yeah, it's worth flying. Niggas is crazy. Tech 9, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And it's in Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? The energy is wild. You know what I'm sizzling? The energy is crazy. I had to work for that energy, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to work for it because Kansas City is like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? If shit ain't good, boo. Boo. Boo your ass. Boo. 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 You had love and loss. Boo. Boo. Boo to the meal to the queen of garbage. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be garbage. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be garbage in Kansas City, and they'll let you know. So to build something that huge in Kansas City to where you're selling out spots in KC, man, and they're humongous, you know, it's a blessing.
All right, all right.
I just want everybody to come, you know. I just want everybody to come. Be a big party, you know what I'm saying? It'll be our, you know, we always talk about this dark barbecue thing, you know what I'm saying, that we're going to do, you know what I'm saying? Maybe this could be the start of something.
The start of something?
Yeah.
Okay, so we could see somewhat of a debut, because I know you did a special show in Colorado.
Yeah, I did, man. Yeah, I did. You know what I'm saying? It was like a dark end. It was like a dark experiment. You know what I'm saying? Because we always wanted to do this Lost in the Dark tour. You know what I'm saying? When it worked. You know, I was scared as hell. I'm like, do I know this song? I did low that day. I did If I Could, I think. I mean, I was doing a lot of shit, Holmes. Like a lot of dim and dark and melancholy shit. And at the end, I did Fuck Food. You know what I'm saying? I came out in the crowd and I did Fuck Food from the soundboard. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Wow.
So we have no. Sometimes, like when we go above and beyond, you know, like we always do. You know, I don't know where the hell we're gonna go, but I have a direction, and it goes up, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It's gonna go up that day. You know what I'm saying? I have a direction for this show, and it's going the fuck up, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh. All right. Let's get to a few callers here because I know you need to, you got some
get
writing
dressed.
To do today.
Yeah, I got to get dressed. I got to go get with Chris Calico and cut my hair off. You know what I'm saying? I got to, He won't answer the phone. He's like, fuck that guy, man. I ain't about to answer.
Why is he being too good?
I mean, no, man, he's probably like, nigga, I just spent 95 days with this nigga. You know what I mean? I don't want to see this motherfucker every day, nigga. You know, he'd probably like that, you know what I'm saying? Even though I go by his house every once in a while, I just seen the nigga because we just did a brand new 816 Boy song for my album. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, we killed it on this one.
Oh, damn! I can't wait to hear about that.
If Travis comes in today, you let him hear. Let you hear the new 816 Boy song we did. You know what I'm saying? I did another one too. I did a solo one too. Yeah, dope. You know what I'm saying? But you should hear the 816 Boy thing. So I just seen him the other day. I just seen Teddy the other day. You know, it's always good to see my brother. You know, but you know that nigga probably like, I don't want to talk to this nigga. I knew he wanted to do something. But that's like, Calico, I need something. I need you to sing. I need to cut my hair. I need you to rap.
Okay. All right. Let's get to a few callers here, and we're going to wrap this up. I want to talk about Cess Crew just a tad because they're going to be on the show. Let's get to Shane from Colorado. You're on the line with Tech Nine.
What's up? I don't think I can hear with all that fucking moving boxes and shit in the background.
When do you have time to come to Grand Junction?
When I'm going to come to Grand Junction, I always come to Grand Junction. What the fuck? I come to Grand Junction every tour. Don't tell me you ain't been to a Grand Junction show.
All right, let's get to Alex from Chicago. You're on the line with Tech Nine.
Tech.
What's up, bro?
Hey, man, you got the most unique style I've ever heard. You're one of the greatest rappers, in my opinion. Who's your biggest influence?
I got a lot of big influences, man. You know what I'm saying? I got Ice Cube. I got Public Enemy. I got Boogie Down Production. You know what I'm saying? I got LL Cool J. I got Run DMC. I got Slick Rick made me want to rap fast, I say. You know what I mean? So I got a lot of old school influences, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, man. Oh, I fucking love you, man. Shit, Strange.
Strange, motherfucker.
All right, goes up. Let's get to Haley from Pennsylvania.
Hey.
What's up, Earl?
I wanted to know, what is the absolute craziest thing that happened, like, with you and MGK on the Hostile Takeover tour?
Uh-oh.
Let me think. I don't know. I can't really tell because, you know, he made girls do crazy things. He made girls drink things that you're not really supposed to drink unless you're a girl. I really can't tell, but I've seen a lot of things on the Wild Boy bus. That's all I can say. That's all I will say to you, Haley.
All right. Let's get to Mason from Georgia. You're on the line with Tech.
What's up, dude? How long we been?
Hey, I gotta ask you one question. Called first, because then I didn't even talk to Tech. I just talked to this guy. Well, he said he was going to fucking,
like, stay on the line.
What? Is he talking to me?
Yeah, I don't know. Mason, you're on the line with Tech 9.
Hey, yeah.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, I got to ask you a question.
What's up?
Let's battle right now.
What?
Let's battle right now.
Battle
I can't hear
you. Right.
What's all that noise, dude?
Dude, Mason, you had a really good question, but since you couldn't ask it, we're going to have to move on.
What is it? What was the question? I want to know the question.
He wanted to know, how does it feel to be Tech 9?
It is the craziest fucking feeling in the world to go outside, step 1 foot out, and the trash dudes stop getting the trash, and they say, oh, my goodness. Will you sign my trash can? And I'll be like, yeah, I'll sign your trash can. I ain't got no pen, though. I got one in the truck. I'm like, okay. It'll be early. It's the craziest thing to walk outside the house and the mailman or the mailwoman like, oh, my God. What are you? I don't know. I can't believe. I'm like, just relax. You know, it's crazy because I'm a regular dude, but my brain is irregular. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it makes me say irregular things on the records, and it turns me into this big thing, you know what I'm saying? A mental giant I am, because I'm a short kind of guy, you know, I'm like 5'8 and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's the weirdest, strangest feeling in the world to see people smile at you as opposed to frown at you everywhere you go. People smile at me, man. Do you know, when you're having a bad day or something's not working right in your personal life and you see people smiling at you, it's the best feeling in the motherfucking world that you said something that make them say, oh, my God, I need a picture with this. I feel like the president when I walk outside my house. I can't go nowhere and Maxilla be like, why you got to get dressed? Just go around the corner. Nigga, I just can't go around the corner. You know what I'm saying? When I go around the corner, motherfuckers are chasing me around the corner to get a picture. So I gotta look presentable for the pics. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to run into your favorite rap star and the motherfucker look like he just, you know, got through dumping the trash, you know, or picking up the trash. You know what I'm saying? It's like I have to be presentable. But the question was, how does it feel to be Tech 9? It's the craziest shit ever to have that much love, man. It'll drive you crazy. Listen to me. I'm full of happiness, you know, sizzling within me because of all the vibes I get from people. You know what I'm saying? Look at me. I'm a big bundle of crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's smiling at you while you're smiling at me. You know what I'm saying? It's not like really treacherous or anything. Only the lyrics are treacherous, you know what I'm saying? But the spirit of the man, you know what I'm saying? The spirit of Tech 9 is just like, ha! You know how I jumped out on that SOS sale thing? I was like, ha! You know what I'm saying? Like, it's me. I'm like on one. I'm buzzing all the time. I'm buzzing all the time. And it could be all the ecstasy I've done back in the past. It still finds its way back up, you know what I'm saying? I don't fucking know, but I'm always buzzing because I'm always excited because more people are finding out about Tech 9 and more people are respecting it. And so many years I've been fighting to get people to understand I'm a rapping motherfucker. How dare you say, I've been looking on Twitter and a motherfucker say, my boyfriend listened to you, but I think you suck, so I got to put up with it. Bitch, who you listen to? What the fuck are you listening to? This bullshit that's on the radio that's making me go to sleep? You motherfuckers can't out-rap me, you bitch-ass motherfucker, but that's just the mental giant in me, and sometimes I have to say it, but all in all, it's a happy thing to be fucking Tech 9, dude. Sorry, I'm
right. All right. I think that's a good way to segue into what we got coming up here. And for everyone out there listening, we were talking about Casey Crossroads Show, August 24th. Go to strangevip.com. Get your VIP experience packages. Get your tickets right now. You want to meet the man? You want to meet the man in his hometown? Get your VIP experience package. Because Tech wants to meet you. And he wants you,
you know what,
to meet him.
You know, this gave me an idea. I need to talk to Travis about this. We keep buying buildings for Strange. What if we had a Strange hotel, dog? And people could fucking come from all over everywhere, and we can have this big-ass Marriott looking fucking hotel, a big one, because if it's going to be Strange Hotel, it's got to be huge. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be huge because people are going to come from everywhere. If we had a Strange Hotel downtown or something, oh my God, that's got to be our next thing. Strange Hotel, you know? That'd be wonderful. It's like Morrison Hotel or something. You know what I'm saying? But this is like a beautiful hotel. We have suites. We have regular rooms. We have ballroom where they serve Caribou Lou and KCT. You know what I'm saying? If you're old enough, you know, Strange Hotel. That's what we should do. Because just imagine if we're doing this show on the 24th at Crossroads and we're telling everybody to come from everywhere. Well, you know, they want to make it easy. You know what I'm saying? They want to make it like, well, damn, I got to look up Hotel Phillips. Damn, I got to look up the Marriott. Damn, I got to look up this. What if we had Strange Hotel, baby? Ooh, that's beautiful.
Damn.
That's what we should do with our money. You know, because we said, because me and Chris Calico said we're going to do a radio station, a Strange Hotel, baby. All the rock and rollers would go. It'll be like the Roosevelt and on Sunset or something, but bigger, you know what I'm saying? And that's a big motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But Strange Hotel, that would be wonderful. I just got that idea. Like, I need to talk to Travis. We're buying all these buildings. Let's fucking do Strange Hotel and have theme rooms in it and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? The Strangeland room, it'll be a ballroom. It'll be a suite, but everything is, like, going up. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be dope, man. So you get you can upgrade your package to get a hotel room at a discount or whatever. Get all like Expedia with it. Yeah.
We're going to make it easier. As we get bigger, we're going to make it easier for fans to enjoy our music, man. You know what I'm saying? Make it easier for you. That's the whole thing. You just want it to be a cinch. And then you're like, damn, this nigga got a Strange airplane, Strange airlines. Like, damn, Tech, for real? You flossing on us like that? I'm like, I'm trying to fly you motherfuckers to me. You can win a fucking ticket to fly on my airplane, nigga. I ain't driving it, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like I got a real nigga driving it. You know what I'm saying? It's like soul plane, nigga. It's just Strange Airlines, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We go overseas, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, you all heard it here first.
I'm thinking big,
okay.
Dude. I'm talking about, but when I think of something, it usually comes to fruition.
No, I know, because you thought of this like 10-something years ago. Like, you always quote Jim Carrey when you're like, no, I've been expecting this my whole life.
Yeah.
So I do not doubt you at all, and I'm glad that we could hear it here first. Strange Hotel, Strange Airlines.
Strange Airlines is pushing it. Strange Airlines is pushing it.
That's
Hotel is not
Strange Hotel, that's feasible, for sure.
Strange Airlines is pushing it. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's pushing
it.
I mean, I would maybe... if this Caribou Loop thing go right and this KCT thing go right, then you know what I'm saying? Strange Airlines, but Strange Hotel, that can happen like in the next 2 years or a year, nigga. You know what I'm saying? For real, because, you know, Travis O'Gwen, boy, that motherfucker, he know how to push it together, homie. You know what I'm saying? He threw these buildings up, nigga. Like, damn, man.
Yeah.
He's like a designer, but on the under, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, nigga has a taste. You know what I'm saying? Little nigga has a taste. Man, nigga has a taste. Man, I'm just trying to like, damn, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm over that shit, nigga, you know? Sorry.
All right. Well, I don't know how to segue from that into my next question, but we got Cess Crew on this show. Opening the show. Yeah, 13, exactly.
Like
and
a,
from
like
what I understand...
Hour. It's like an extra hour on the clock. That's crazy.
From what I understand, I just talked to Yubi. He's trying to perform some songs from this upcoming EP, and I know you've heard it. Can you tell me about this EP?
Man, Click, Clack, Bang is my thing. Everyone, it's Strange. Get him with a click, bang. You know what I'm saying? That's that shit, boy. You know, I don't even know what the final track list is, because I know they were, like, going back and forth, like, okay, this one, okay, take this one off, okay, put this one on, take this one off, because they had more than eight. They had, like, a lot, you know what I'm saying, to choose from, but they did, and I got all of them. I'm like, whoa, I got some that I just heard, and I'm like, I ain't even heard this one on my first seven. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? But everything I love, I'm like, don't take off a fucking thing. You know? So I don't know what they ended up with, but I got like two versions of 13, and one got 12 on it, one got 8 on it, one got 7 on it. I got like three versions because one got 8 on it, one of them got 7 on it, one of them got 12 on it. I don't fucking know. But what I got, I fell in love with everything already. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know the name of the songs for real. You know what I'm saying? Coliseum is my shit. You know what I'm saying? That one, I heard they was trying to take off of down, down, the down, the down, down, what? Down, down, the down, the down, down, what? Got them fucked around and found us going down, down, the down, the down, down, what? That shit dope. That shit dope. I heard they were saying, y'all can take that one off. I'm like, no, please, don't take it off. I fucking love it. So I don't really know what the track list is going to be, but the fucking shit I've been listening to, Jeff Nelson, the shit that A-Ron Yahtzee been listening to for the last couple weeks down. Nigga, I'm talking about the second. Me, I was down at the motherfucking Lake of the Ozarks banging that shit, and they was rapping it to me, nigga. We was drunk as a motherfucker. We was drinking them, was eating brats and hamburgers and shit at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Like, listening to Seth's Crew. I'm like, listen to this shit, nigga. I was telling Seth's Crew, y'all sleep on this, nigga. I mean, I was so drunk, I was like, y'all sleep on this. I'm like, they say, nigga, this is us. And I'm like, no, but y'all sleep on it, though. Y'all don't know what it really is, though. That's how drunk I was. I was telling Gottman, you don't know nothing about this. Listen to this one. I was like, listen to this one. And he's like, he's rapping it to me. And I'm looking at him like, you don't know nothing about this, though. And he's rapping the whole shit to me. I'm like, no, you don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers think, okay, we went down there to fuck with bitches and all that. Nah, nigga, we went down there and we was listening to music with each other. Nigga, they're like 5 in the morning, like, listen to this one. Listen to this one. Hey, you heard this one, Gottman? I did it, Tech. Hey, Yubi, what about this one, man? That's what you call this one? Coliseum? Yeah, man, listen to that one. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what we was doing. You know what I mean? I'm talking about that's how much I love this shit. And when you hear it, you're going to say, yeah, Tech was right. 13 is crazy. These niggas can really go, man. These are some rapping motherfuckers, man. Man, I wouldn't have signed them if they weren't fucking elites, I tell you. You know what I'm saying? I went and sought these motherfuckers out, nigga. I stumbled upon him, you know what I'm saying? I've been knowing about Gottman since the 50 MCs. He was on there, and I asked, you know, Grant Rice who that was, and Grant Rice said, that's Gottman. He's from North Kansas City. I'm like, really? Dude's dope, you know what I'm saying? He got a voice. And then I didn't hear nothing from him for years, you know what I'm saying, for years. And then I started stumbling upon shows that they were doing, you know what I'm saying? I stumbled upon a Devin the Dude show or a Matt Lethal show or something, and they was on stage, and I was like, what the fuck? No way they're not with me, because I want the hardest motherfuckers on my team, and they are part of the hardest motherfuckers. And when you hear 13, you already know that they did Unfair. You already know they did, what was that one? I forgot the fucking name. I got so much music. But it was
Living Like I'm Dying.
No. I got that one, too. They fucking made
it.
Oh.
Give it up.
It was like, Give it up. There you go. And with Lebowski on it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just really going, man. You already know they go, but when you listen to 13, and I ain't just saying that because they're on my label now, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud as fuck to say I have Seth's Crew with me, and we're going to be going on tour, and we're going to be doing songs together and shit. These motherfuckers are somebody you really want to be in cahoots with. You know what I'm saying? Because this is hip-hop at its finest, man. And that's all I can say. And 13, it's like, if I knew the name of the songs, I could sit here and sing to you everything. You know what I'm saying? I got it, like, right here. You know, so I could push play, and it just, like, come on. Like, no. I just took 13 out and put in these KOD tracks I just found, and like, these remaining KOD tracks. I'm like, I thought they were all gone, and then they appeared. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm about to do some more songs for KOD. But anyway, it's right here next to the KLD tracks that I just found, you know what I'm saying? But it's a beautiful thing, man. It's like, I don't know, when it comes out, I know it's somewhere, sometime in September, you know, 13, I think. I don't know, but the motherfucking shit is amazing, homie. I wouldn't take anything off. I don't even want to know what the final track list is. I'm going to be pissed, you know what I'm saying? Because on the one I got, they had, like, solo songs on there, like, two solos on one called I Can't Breathe, Let It Breathe, Boo. Baby, you and I are two different kind of people. I don't want to keep you. I can see you. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now I Can't Breathe. It was Yubi's a solo song, and then God of Us had one. You know, swallow what dick, bitch. What the fuck do you say? Fucking shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get with this. And it was fucking dope. You know what I'm saying? So I heard that they're taking the solo songs off and putting some more on. Then I heard some more from Travis. I'm like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? I never heard that one. I'll be, give me that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know the titles, but the motherfucking shit, man, is elite. And don't take my fucking word for it. Just get it. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is the age we, you know, niggas be downloading shit. Yeah, check it out. Niggas didn't buy it after that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's real. You know, I'm not going to just throw some niggas out at you like, here, and it's shitty. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just do that. I'm going to give you the best shit that I could possibly give you and push my artists to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? We have a beautiful production team. You know what I'm saying? We got Seven. You know what I'm saying? Seven just be kicking shit out, man. You know what I'm saying? They dude, whoever their dude is that do their beats, I need to meet that nigga. I forgot his name. They keep on telling me. I ask him when I was drunk. I'm like, who's doing these beats? And they like, the nigga's name is so-and-so. And I'm like, yeah. And I ask him like another time, who's doing these beats? And they said, the nigga's name is so-and-so. And I'm like, yeah, I got to get with him. But I keep on forgetting his name.
Info Gates.
What?
Info Gates.
Nah, nigga, it was another name.
Smart Alec?
Nope. It was another name. It's like one name, like Zip, like Listen, or some shit like that. It was something crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, the nigga's insane. I'm like, what the fuck? He did that Click Crack Bang or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? He did that. He did a lot
that's
of shit, man. Yeah, man. You know what you say?
That's Info Gates.
I don't know. Maybe they're calling him Info.
They do. Yeah, they do just call him Info, yeah.
Oh, that's probably it. That's probably it. That's probably it. The nigga's dope. You know what I'm saying? And Seven's on there. You know what I'm saying? You know, Young Fire be coming through sometimes. I don't know if he got anything on 13, but the nigga, what he got on, what Young Fire got for my album, ooh. What Seven got on my album, ooh. It's going to be hard for niggas to get in. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard for niggas to get in, dog. But
that's a whole nother discussion we got to have for sure. I want to try and reel it back into the show here, and I want to let you go soon because I know you got a lot to do. Just real quick though, someone who hasn't seen Cess Crew perform, what can they expect when they see him on stage? I mean, what did you see when you saw them, Devin and the Dude concert?
They did that thing where they rap at the same time and they end up on the same line, but they're saying different shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, for nothing.
Yeah. That shit blew me away, dog. I seen that shit at the Devin the Dude show. You know what I'm saying? Gotti went out in the crowd. Yubi was on stage. And Gotti was in the crowd doing his part, and Yubi was on stage doing his part. And I'm looking on stage, and I'm looking, because I'm standing to the side in the corner. I like to stay in the corner because everybody be at me, so I like to hide in the shadows, you know what I'm saying? Like, where the fuck is Tech? And I'm like, he was just right there at the bar. I'm usually by the bar because I like to drink, you know, but it's like I stay in the shadows. So I was in the shadows, like almost in the bathroom with the old Hurricane, you know what I'm saying, the riot room, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, there's a bathroom right there by the stage, you know what I'm saying? So I'm hiding in the bathroom in the dark, like listening and looking. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, uh-uh. And I knew it was fate because I went to the next morning, I mean, the next day, it was early before the studio, I went to Houston's to get a bite to eat before the studio, you know. And I was talking to the bartender, and the motherfucker said, you never heard Cess Crew? I'm like, what the fuck? Are you crazy? I was just at their show last night. And the motherfucker pulled out a CD from up under the bar, like, here, take this, and gave me the Playground. I'm like, oh, my God. God is trying to tell you something. God is trying to tell you something. I was like, uh-uh. No way. No way. No how. Uh-uh. It's not going to happen. Nope. No way. It's just going to happen like that right after the show. No fucking way. This bartender I never met. Mm-mm. Come on, man. Where is it going to happen? It's just like you seeing Tech N9ne for the first time in Kansas City. You fly from fucking Denmark and you come to Kansas City like, I'm going to this fucking show. And then because you hear about Tech N9ne, you know what I'm saying? And then, no, you're not even going to the Tech N9ne show. You're coming to the show to see Seth's crew because you've been a fan for so long, and you stumble upon Tech N9ne, and you're like, damn, Tech N9ne was fucking amazing. And you get back on the plane to go back to Denmark, and the pilot say, hey, you ever heard of Tech N9ne? You're out of the blue. And you say, yeah, I was just at the show last night. And the pilot goes in the cockpit and say, here's the sampler that I got. You go say, okay, I'm supposed to do something with Tech N9ne, right? That's how it happened to me.
Exactly.
That's how it happened. That's how it happened with Seth Crew. I swear to God, I'm putting this is no smoke and mirrors. This is no fabrication. This is not nothing to just spruce some shit up. Now, spruce is a funny word. It's spruce it up, but it's a real word. You look it up, it's spruce. It's also a street in Kansas City, but it's like spruce is a real word. But I'm not trying to spruce it up. You know what I'm saying? This is what really happened to me, and I'm like, No, I'm supposed to listen to this. So I listen, and I say, we got to do some songs, brother. I don't know how I found them. Maybe it was a number on the back of the CD or something. I don't know how I got in touch with them. I think I might have called Icy Rock or something. Like, you know how to find these motherfuckers? Or maybe I called Mac Lethal. I don't know what I did to get their numbers, you know what I'm saying? But I got it, and I said, we need to work. We start working, and start working. And then the songs turned into Travis like, yeah, I dig it. You know what I mean? And I was the one to say, man, when we signed them, man, they ain't the kind of dudes to really wear diamonds and stuff, so maybe we can give them something else. But now I'm thinking, man, they really need them diamonds, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know if I want to talk to Travis about presenting them with some chains, maybe. I mean, because they're so strange, man. You know what I'm saying? They're so strange, you know, and it's wonderful. It's like a wonderful fit. I don't know if people disagree, like, oh, well, no, I don't think you should be with Tech N9ne because, you know, he paints his face, and please don't paint your face, Godamus, and please, you be just stay you. And motherfucker, when the motherfucker signed to me, I want them to be what they've been themselves. Yeah, that I mean. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I might throw on them is some beats from Seven. Like, listen to Seven. What do you think? And if they like them, they'll take them. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to fucking use Seven beats, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga's dope. You know? But
What they did with that Seven beat is something else. So, yeah, I think, yeah we're all...
That's Coliseum.
Yep.
And the one I did is a Seven track, too. I don't even know what mine is called. I think it's called This Shit's Over or something. Now, Chris called it This Shit's Over. I don't know if they kept it at This Shit's Over, but, you know, Travis just asked me, you think you can shoot a video for the song you do for Seth? And I had to look at my head like, what song did I do for Seth? Because I do so many music tracks, you know, I don't really know. But I just did something for Linkin Park, and I just did something for Noriega, and I just did something for, you know, Crooked Eye and A$AP Rocky and fucking Where's the 5-9 or some shit like that. And I'm like, man, I'm doing so much shit. I'm like, I just did something for Seth. And I'm like, yeah, the one you just did with Chris. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that one. Did you shoot a video? And I was like, when? Because with Strange Music, they would be like, tomorrow. I'm like, nigga, I don't know that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to find that song so I can shoot a video. Because I know if he asked me 2 days ago, this video is coming up like this week. I'm like, damn. And they're going to say, Tech, you ready to do the video? I'm like, nigga, I've been writing. I don't know this song. But I got to tell Seth, Crew something, that when we did this song has no kicks and no snares. And if they want us to do a live video, we got to put some more instruments in that motherfucker because we will not be able to stay on beat. I told them niggas that. So I just thought about that on the way from the video, the studio last night. I'm like, hold on, Travis want me to do a video of this song, and if it's going to be a live video like they want us to do, like we did Unfair and all that shit, I'm like, you really got to add some instruments because we will not be able to stay on beat. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Tech? You still there? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Tech just dropped like 4 or 5 bombs on us. Right when we were about to close this up here, I'm sure he's going to call back here in a second. I want to field some calls here because we really have to wrap this up. Tech is extremely busy, especially as he has, you know, deadlines coming up for EPs, albums, all that. So let's try to field some questions. I'll try to relay them to Tech. when he gets back on. Let's get to Jack from KC. I hear you have an idea for Strange Hotel.
Yeah, for the bass idea to start it off, right when you walk in, you got the reception, but have a hip-hop Hall of Fame room, like, you know, they got baseball and basketball Hall of Fame buildings, so you can show them where Strange Music first started and where it's been. And plus, you could put other elite individuals that you feel that would, you know what I'm saying? You could
deserve a spot in there. That's definitely a dope idea, Jack. I think we're definitely going to relay that to Tech as soon as he gets back on, which I hope is soon. Let's get to Kenna from Alabama. You're on the line. Oh, here we go. Oh, one second. All right. We got Tech back on. We're going to have him talk to a few callers, and then we are going to get out of here because we are running out of time. Tech, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for hanging up on you again. You just got me so excited. And you dropped like five bombs in like 3 minutes, dude. I mean, like, didn't you save it towards the end? That's crazy.
Nah, man. I wouldn't even post say all that, man, so don't say nothing.
Okay, all right, I'm just rambling,
you know what I'm saying? And when I ramble, I can't really keep secrets.
Dude, I was like, holy shit. Okay, anyways, let's get to a few callers, and then we're gonna let you go here and get on your with all the work you got to do. Let's get to Chris from Chicago. You're on the line with Tech N9ne.
Oh, what's good, Tech N9ne?
What's up, bro?
Not much, man. I've been into Strange Music for such a while now. And I was just wondering when your new tour is going to be coming up.
Where you at?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, shit, man. I was just at the House of Blues.
It was sold out.
I know, man. It's like I'm growing, man. It's like I'm a mental giant. And I'm like growing outside of these buildings. I'm like, what the fuck are we going to do? We're going to start doing Tech N9ne shows in the middle of the motherfucking street, nigga. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah!
I don't know, man. You never know, man. Cause I'll probably be back from Canada in late September, so October I kind of got open. So you never know, man. I might pop up. You know what I'm saying? Like one-off shows or something. You never know.
You consider making a song with Wiz Khalifa at all?
A song with Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be about fucking bitches. Yeah, I can do that with Wiz. You know, it could be about fucking bitches. I mean, he got the same name as my mama. You know, my mama's name is Marty Khalifa. You know, we got something in common. That's my mama, nigga.
All right. Good question, Chris. We got to keep it moving here. Let's get to Justin from Ohio. Great question. What do you want to ask Tech N9ne?
What's up, Tech? When you was a kid, would you ever expect you growing up to be a famous rapper, bro?
Yes, I thought it because I couldn't pay attention in school because I had beats in my head. They're like, Mr. Yates, if you knew your schoolwork like you knew your music, you'd be an A student. And so when I got to the 11th grade, I wanted my raps to be smarter, so I got on the honor roll and shit my 11th and 12th grade year. You know what I'm saying? I always knew it, man. I was in talent shows when I was in 4th grade, dancing, doing the moonwalk and popping and shit. Fuck yeah, I knew I was going to do music. And I thought I'd be bigger than this, and I'm going to get so big that I'm going to bust.
That's for sure.
Yeah, man. Let's go.
Kel, are you excited for the gathering?
Oh, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to fucking tear that shit down. I want to go. You know what I'm saying? I want to kind of go, you know what I'm saying, like a couple of days ahead before I perform because I want to see the Far Side, nigga. I want to see DMX, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I want to see this is so many people, you know what I'm saying, going to be there. I'm like, what? The gathering is turning into a motherfucking, you know, it's like it's always been good, but it's like getting better and better every year, man. I'm like, fuck, nigga, I just want to go to the shows. I'm a fan of music, you know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But good looking out, bro, and have fun at your next show, whatever.
I will, motherfucker. You're going to do Tech N9ne? Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to keep on doing it. As long as I keep my tongue, we're going to keep on doing it. And my brain.
For sure.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, motherfucker. Whoop, whoop. I think me and you just ended up on the phone, man, and nobody else is here, dude. How'd that happen?
Another shit.
Yeah. They said, fuck yeah. us, and we just on the phone kicking it. Let's talk about some hoes, nigga.
Having shit, man.
That's fucking crazy. I think the blog talk thing is over, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, fuck it, I'm just on the phone with you, bro. Now I gotta go.
Hell yeah, well, my name's Justin. Next time you come to Ohio, shit,
yeah.
I'll be at your show, man.
Holler at me, brother. Much love to you.
All right, much love, bro.
All right.
Later.
Hello? Okay.